So I want to kick off tonight. I want to first of all welcome you guys to week three. Week three of our Ultimate Productivity Challenge. Okay, you guys, I am so blown away with how productive everybody's being. It just makes me excited because that is the heartbeat here. It's so that we in community can join together and help each other to be our very, very best. And oh my goodness, you guys are blowing me away. I do have to tell you guys that right now, Arilla is in the lead with her points. And I'm just telling you guys, she is rocking. You guys are going to have to really bring it to even think of catching up with her. And of course, I know this isn't just a competition thing with each other, but that is the person who will receive a one-year membership to my personal coaching with the Stepping Up to the Call personal coaching. And you guys are going, what is that? Well, that's what I'll be telling you next week. And so this challenge will not have a lull month ever again. This challenge will be done. But next month, we're going to be talking about building your tribe. We're going to be talking about how you can build community. And that is all going to be in our private group coaching. So if you guys are wanting to be involved in what I have going on, you're going to want to stay tuned because we have got some amazing things coming. We have a homeschool. I'm going to be networking with another amazing gal who's doing a membership for homeschool moms. We're going to be hitting it with language arts and notebooking. We're going to talk about that for several weeks in the summer. If that is your thing, you want to know how to homeschool and how to get started on the right track, you definitely want to connect with that. And I'm going to be teaching a live Bible study right here in this world on the internet here in my Zoom room. So I want to just let you guys know those things that are coming on. We've got I'm working with a couple of my very close besties on a project. And by the way, I'm here to work on projects with you guys too. This doesn't mean that I wouldn't do something with you guys as well. So I just want to throw that out to you that I am available. I am now full-time. I can do my own schedule. We can work something out to make something great together. But I'm working with Donna Emmons and Lucia Claiborne. Talk about a team. We are going to be doing an amazing Bible. It's kind of like a Bible study, prophetic art, art project. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be on the Bride of Christ. And so I am so jazzed about that. Like, you can use what you have inside your home to be able to be a part of that study as well. And you're going to get to see yours truly, who is not an artist, not a musician. There are two things that you can be very assured of is that, number one, I do not sing loud for the public. I do in my car, I do in my shower, and I do on the road by myself, but you're not going to probably see me doing a solo. But now on art, I am believing that Donna is a miracle worker, and so we're going to have a lot of fun learning from her, even if you are like me going, did you see what I painted before? Yeah, I know, but I have watched how she's doing things, and I'm just so excited to be able to join forces with her on that. So we're going to be doing that as well, so stick with me, you guys. You definitely want to be on my mailing list, which is cindyrushton.com. Just scroll down the page, connect with me, and you'll be kept abreast. I can never promise that you're going to catch me on social media. I know how your feed is. I know how my feed is. I miss things. I go, I cannot believe I missed everything. If you want to be connected with people, definitely connect with them by their mailing list. I mean, that's the way to get the up-to-date news. And definitely also look at my amazing group. I have an amazing group at Stepping Up to Your Call. You can find that through Cindy Rushton, the Facebook page, Cindy Rushton. And I try to share it regularly. I'll try to remember to do that tonight so you guys can connect with me. I would love for you to be connected with the community. I believe that every single one of you have a part to play. Well, tonight, as we dig in, stick with me for a few minutes. I have just something on my heart I want to share, and then I'm going to pass the mic over to Jube, because tonight she's going to show us some of the secrets to social media. You guys, I believe so much in connecting with people who are great at what they do, and can teach me so I can become greater. And so I can stay on the cutting edge. That's one of my secrets to ultimate productivity, is having great people around me who can help me to be able to be on the cutting edge. And Juve is the gal for social media. But before we do that, I wanted to just share with you, yesterday I sat in my home with my family, and we've learned from we've been listening. It's been such a blast the last few weeks. We've been rolling from one broadcast to the next, to the next, to the next, with different amazing pastors and churches that I've been a part of through the years. And one of my favorites is Stephen Furtick with Elevation Church, and he preached a message that I couldn't get off my head all day yesterday and all day today. It was so incredible. But he was talking about the new normal. And I get to thinking about how timely it is, because I was thinking about what this time of year kind of symbolizes for all of us. And here's the thing. All throughout the history that we see in the Word, all throughout this, we see that there are certain times, certain seasons, that certain things happened. And do you know that this time of year, of course, you know that we just celebrated Passover. But if you can go back in time to look at what was happening then in comparison to what is happening now, I believe that it is totally about how we can be more productive today. And you say, okay, I'm trying to track with you, Cindy, but help me with this. Well, here's what I see. Many of us have been doing for a very long time things that maybe have not been the very best. Maybe some things we've been in bondage to. Some things we have been, just like the children of Israel, finding ourselves having work, 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 and feeling like that we can't get ahead and feeling like we're enslaved to certain things. I know in my coaching, that's one of the things that has been very much an underlying denominator for everybody I'm coaching with right now. And if you don't know what I do coach people who want to be in business or in ministry, or who want to grow their church, or who want to grow their corporation. I do anything from one small idea all the way through people who have multi-billion dollar corporations. That's kind of, I know that's a big spread, but it's because of what I bring to the table. And so one of the common denominators of everybody who have been coaching with lately has been that they have been in a place where they knew they had so much more, and yet they felt like they have been in bondage. Even those that have been in business for themselves have been really frustrated. They've been feeling like that they have not been where they really, really want to be. And even today, I got the sweetest call. You guys are going to be excited that one of my very best friends today made the decision that she's taking the leap, and she is officially going to be full-time in ministry. This is a season right now that I'm seeing a lot of people taking the leap. I'm seeing a lot of people who are saying, okay, I know I'm supposed to do this. And the last few weeks have kind of signed, sealed, and delivered that it was time. I've been hearing for a while that it was time. And it's kind of interesting that as I look back at the children of Israel, we see many years that they knew it was time to get out of there and get going towards their promise. But to be able to take the steps to get out of bondage, out of oppression, out of slavery. I mean, this is serious. This is 1.5 million families, supposedly. And yet, they could have rose up and they could have took a stand, but they didn't. They got stuck in the place where they were. And they were definitely not moving forward toward their promise. Talk about productivity, no such a thing. Do you know what I mean here? Here, I believe that God wants for us to move toward freedom, to move toward promise, to move towards using the very gifts, talents, bents, experiences, that place where we can live out our promise. Now, am I promoting that everybody quit their job? Absolutely not. I have been moonlighting my ministry for quite some time. I'll probably talk about that in an upcoming podcast. Been doing it because I seriously felt like I needed my job to be able to take the leap. I wanted for things to be done decently and in order. And I believe in that. I am not saying jump out, don't pay your bills. No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying right now that the biggest message I hear the Lord speaking to my heart and the biggest message I hear him speaking through me over and over as I'm coaching is prepare, 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 prepare. That's what this productivity challenge is about preparing. It's about getting things in order, getting things moving. In fact, tonight we're about to talk about social media and it's all about movement. But let me just take you back again to the children of Israel, because I think we can get some cute lessons really quick from them. The one thing that I noticed here is that it was many years. It was a long time. They wanted to worship God. They wanted to get out of the situation they were in, but it was a long time. In fact, even by the time Moses grew up, this whole story about Moses as a little boy, or as a baby being growing up and in the Pharaoh's home, this is many, many years. And then when he goes out and he hears the calling, he has that heartbeat for God's people that starts to move him. What does he do? He moves out in all his flesh and he actually takes the life of an Egyptian. And then what does he do? He runs to the backside of the desert. He thinks he's totally getting away from God, totally getting away from his call. And then, of course, we know God calls him. That was 40 years just in the desert, okay? This is a long time that the children of Israel have been oppressed. They've been in slavery. They have been wanting to move toward their promise, but they've had absolutely no will of their own to be able to get out, step out, and do it. They felt like they needed a deliverer. They needed some answer. And yet, Moses bombed it. I mean, it's not like God's ever chosen. I hate to say this because to me, so many times I jokingly say, but I'm seriously saying, it's funny that God always picks the people who no one else would pick. Okay? Hello. That would be me. I'm not the girl, except for the grace of God. And I just praise him that he's taken this little girl from Mississippi, who grew up in Mississippi, and he has used me. That blows me away. But my message is, if he can use me, he can definitely use you. If he can do things in me, he can definitely do things in you. And so here we see, I'm going to fast forward. You probably have in the last few weeks, if you haven't, you need to go check it out. But in Exodus 1 through chapter 14-ish, we get the whole story of what happened even with the Passover, that there were plagues similar to the things that we've been going through in our culture. There were plagues that they went through, and it finally came to Passover where Pharaoh and God are coming head to head, that he's refusing to let the people go. And we know the whole story of Passover because many of you who probably never knew the story of Passover have been hearing that. And what happened is there was a death angel that went door to door. And God told his people to prepare for that by placing the blood of a spotless, blameless lamb. This was foreshadowing how we have our own protection, that he to put that over the doorpost of their homes. And that when the death angel went by, it would skip the houses of God's people. And it's very symbolic. Today, my daughter messaged, and there was a person in her, and she's in the military, and her group sleeps in her bay that got very, very sick, and they thought it was COVID. They took her, I mean, she was one of the battle buddies taking her friend there. I was going, ugh. But thank goodness God had already given me a word that my children, my family were covered by the blood, and we were safe from this stuff. And I stand on that. I believe in healing. I believe in God's protection. I believe in the power of his blood because I've just seen it over and over and over. It is my hallelujah that I can praise him and I can just raise it up and say, this time he did this. 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 He blows me away. And today, got the news back. She's fine. It was allergies. Well, I'm okay with her having some allergies, although I will pray for the little sweet thing so that she feels better. But I can tell you today, God is a God who still does the same miracles. And here, I love this story because here's what happens. They end up, the Pharaoh says, get out of here. Because what happened, he lost his firstborn child because he wasn't prepared. He did not, he scoffed at God and God's ways. He was believing in the people that were seemingly having works right around him, kind of like our doctors that we kind of want to pay. Place our faith in, or our government, or our leaders. He was doing the same thing. He was believing those people he had around him. And it was a one world government at that time, but he was believing them rather than worshiping God. He had a chance. This Pharaoh was probably the brother, the stepbrother, he was raised up with Moses. So he knew Moses. He knew. They grew up together. And so This is definitely, definitely a story where he rejected. He did not want to honor God's people or honor God by letting his people go and worship in the desert. So we see the great upset, which is the Passover happens. He wants to kick them out, sends them out. So here's where I want to pick up real quick, because I think this is really, really powerful. It says here that Moses told the people, fear not, stand still, firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, what's this about? They're actually at the Red Sea, but the Red Sea is right in front of them. Pharaoh and his military are right behind them, coming up fast. And he says to them, fear not, stand still, firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you shall never see again. He says, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall help, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Okay, are you sticking with me? Stick with me. Go forward. Lift up the rod, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the Israelites shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And listen to this. In verse 18, it says, the Egyptians shall know and realize that I am the Lord when I have gained honor and glory over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. So here they've been told to go forward. What happens? This is so good. So God moves out, they follow. And it says that Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the Israelites went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the midst of the sea, even all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. In the morning watch, the Lord, through the pillar of fire and the cloud, looked down on the host of the Egyptians and discomfited them. I betcha. And bound and clogged, took off their chariot wheels, making them drive heavily. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them. That's the thing you need to know. The Lord fights for you against the Egyptians. And then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, and the waters may come again upon, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and the horsemen. So Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength and normal flow. When the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled into it, being met by it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians and shook them off into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that pursued them. Not even one of them remained. Not even one of them remained. But the Israelites walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea, and the waters being walled to them on their right hand and to their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did against the Egyptians, and the people reverently feared the Lord and trusted and relied on remain steadfast to the Lord and to his servant Moses. Chapter 15 happens to be a song they sang to him. Then let me just tell you this. By chapter 16, verse 2, what happened? The whole congregation of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness and said, "Would that we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the flesh pots and ate bread to the full. And for you brought us out here to the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Do you know that this was the day that God brought manna for the people? And here's what I just want to share with you. This is just a very brief, to the point. Shorter than what I just read. I believe that God is doing some things in our midst, and he is calling us out of places that have been dry, places where we've been overburdened, places where we have worked so hard, worked ourselves to the bone. I'm talking about really difficult places. Those places have prepared you. They have positioned you. They have instilled so much that you're going to learn going forward. But it is a time of convergence. A time where you're going to be stepping out. And I'm telling you, this was not where Moses just walked up and then it just parted. They were there having to step on into this. And some of you are going to have to step on in. You're going to have to be prepared. There is a new normal coming. And so many people want things just to get back to normal. They want to get things back like they were talking about in chapter 16 of, oh, that we could just go back to Egypt and eat the good bread that we had. Oh, that we could just go back to the way things were. God is calling you to a new place, a new space, a new normal. And today, he's providing everything. Don't think that this time that's of preparation is a light time to get sloppy. I believe this is a time of ultimate productivity. It is a time where we have, and I plan this, you guys have got to know this. God gave me a word last year this time that this was on the schedule for right now. Think about that for a minute. Some of you need a word. You need a way to do things. You need to have things that can help you get things ready really quick. That's what this is about. This time is a time where we are pressing in together, daring to go for the things that God has called us to, the things that we've been called to from the very foundation of the earth. That's what this is a time for. And what I love here is like, okay, I have another book that's one of my favorite books. It's His Appointed Times. This is one of my new finds that I've just started reading. And it's by Christine Vales. Adorable. She's got some amazing videos. If your money's tight and you want to watch her videos, look her up online. She's got some awesome videos. If you want to know, I mean, here's the deal. The Bible talks about us knowing the times. And many times you'll see that when God's going to do something, you see at the appointed time, you see it over and over again. I'm probably going to teach something on this coming up pretty soon. But this year, 5780, mixed with the meanings of the months, literally could give you a prophetic word of what you could be expecting right now. What excites me, I have to tell you guys, that this month in Nisan, 5780. It is a month of, get this, a month of redemption, the beginning of miracles. Hello? Anybody needing a miracle? If you guys think that these numbers were just low because they were a little extravagant in their fear of how things could be, I don't believe so. Some of you need to know that there have been people, great leaders that have been in the body of Christ for a long time, who have surrounded this time in prayer, who have surrounded these nations in prayer, who have fasted and prayed. I just come off my fast the other day. And really, I'm about to go back into it because I've got a few things I want to press in for people I care about. But here's the deal. This is the beginning of miracles. The beginning of miracles. Can you just say that for a minute? The beginning of miracles. It's the crossing over into the new. I'm talking about the crossing over into the new. That's what this month means. Is anybody getting excited yet? Come on, if you ain't getting excited, you're missing a good chance. Because this right here, this is a time where we are standing, get this, at our promised land. We're setting course for the future. And this is not a time to look back and say, oh, that I wish I had an old way. Oh, that I wish I had where I was. Oh, no, 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 no. What lies ahead is so much better. Don't be gripey, grumbly, hesitant, scared, fearful. Your new normal is going to be so amazing. Your new is going to be awesome. It says here, this is a month to watch your speech. As a matter of fact, there's many that could really stand a good time just to put some duct tape over their mouth and be quiet. If they don't know, if they are not full of the Spirit, knowing what God is doing, knowing how He works, today's a good time to just shush, shush. Instead, it's speaking life, praises, thanks, thanking God where you come from, not being upset that you're gone from it. I'm going to tell you, I have struggled the last couple months. Everything in my life totally, radically changed, and I get that. And there's a part of me that has resistance just like anybody else. But can I tell you, I just thank God where I come from, all not just lately, the just a few months. I'm talking about all along the way. I just thank God for everything He's done since I was a little bitty baby girl. Everything He did lining up my life from before there even was a thought of a Cindy. Maybe even before there was a thought of a Larry and a Judy. Are y'all hearing me here? God is so good. He has done so much for us. And this is that time where we can praise Him and thank Him. We can pray over our finances. We can learn to fish, y'all. That's what was done in this month. Get this. In Matthew 17, 24 through 27, that's the characteristic of this month. Is that good? Learning how to fish. The month of latter rain, Joel 2, 23. Oh, I'm hearing somebody. Oh, hey, Beatrice. That's Nisan 5780. Now, let me just give you a preview into next month. It starts in just a few days. On April 25th, we move into, I can't say it for sure, is it IR or IR? Anyway, there you go. That's the name of it. Okay, so here, this is the second month of the spiritual year, and this is a month where there's going to be some natural healing. Come on. Anybody need that? This is a month of understanding some of the secrets. God is going to be teaching some of you some of your very greatest things that He's going to use. He's going to use these for where you're going and the messages you're going to be teaching. It is a time where manna first fell from heaven. I want for you guys to know from the bottom of my heart that here's the deal. God is your provider. He is your provider. You do not have to fear one thing. You don't have to say, oh, I wish I could go back to where I was last month or the month before. No, God's got you. But here's what I see. He's going to be providing in ways that just don't make sense. You know, a few years ago, I had a situation where God told me, He said, Cindy, I'm going to be providing for you in a different way. It doesn't always look green or silver. I'm going to be providing for you, and I want you to write down everything I do to provide for you. Well, then my journal got very full by the things that God started doing for me. It was big. It was little. It was so, like, I can't even tell you what He did. I didn't tell anybody I had a need, but He just started doing things that were just a little crazy, kind of like giving bread every day or quail every day, kind of like striking a rock and having water that could actually quench the thirst of 1.5 million families. Come on. He's still the same God. He does not favor some people and let others sit and not have access to Him. He is the God we can know. He's a God who doesn't change. He's a covenant God. And so today I want to encourage you to look at this month also that we're moving into as a transitional month. It's a month where you need to get to know who God is. Like, who is He? What does He want to be for you? Is it your healer? Yeah, He's all that. That was a lesson in Exodus 15 during this month. It's coming. Is He Jehovah Jireh, your provider? Yeah, Exodus 16. There you go. Jehovah Nisi? Yeah, the Lord, your banner. Exodus 17. It's the month where He wants you to contemplate the numbers. Now, this is interesting because this is a month where a lot of people are going to be looking at their bank account going, I don't see how I can make it happen. And I want you to know this is a month for God's got supernatural provision. This is who he is. He is the one. And then, get this, I just want to give you a peek ahead. May 24th to June 22nd is the month of Sivan. I don't know if I'm saying this right. I should be listening to people say it correctly. But that's a month of giving. And get this, a month of extravagant provision. It's being in covenant with him. It's having enough and extra bread and seed. And I just want to stop here. Bread means provision. And seed, it means your future provision. Seed is your ideas. It's the way that God is going to provide for you to be able to then feed the poor, for you to be able to take care of those within your home. That is what these months mean. You're transitioning into this place. It is actually, get this, the business person's month. Are y'all getting excited yet? It is where you receive your boundaries. It's where you receive mercies for completion. It's a good time for you to read the book of Ruth. And that is so funny that God would say that this says this, because God's been moving in my heart to study Ruth again. Because what happened with Ruth? She didn't have the way to provide for herself. She was literally gleaning on the edges like they did for the poor. That was their provision for people who were poor. And here's the most interesting thing. Boaz had favor for her and actually told him, leave her more. Come on. I want you to know, this is that time where I want to challenge you to press in and say, God, what are you teaching me? What are you giving me as I'm moving out of the old and I'm transitioning into what you have as my new, the all things being new? What is it that you have for me? What is it that you're doing for me? Let me just praise you. Let me just thank you. Because that, when you get into that place and you start hearing him and communing with him and walking with him day in, day out, here is what's going to happen. This is going to be ultimate productivity, you guys. And so, speaking of ultimate productivity, there's nothing that can vie for ultimate productivity like wasting a lot of time on social media. I love social media. I love social media. But I want to make sure that what I do is keeping me on the cutting edge. It is keeping me to where I can do what is really needed, to where I know how to work things. I have been so confused. And here's the funny thing. Right here in our midst, in our community, we have one of our fellow gals here who is an expert in this social media. She does this for different businesses and ministries. And so tonight she's going to take the helm and show us some things that I believe we really need to know, so that this week, some of you, this may be your next step. This is definitely one of mine, that I want to know how I can make the most of my social media so that I'm productive and I don't waste time, waste effort. Maybe I don't even leave things laying there that could actually be something that could be provision. So it is with great love and admiration and appreciation that I welcome Jube to the mic. And so Jube, dig in. It's your turn.
Thank you so much, Cindy. And actually, this is one of my weaker areas that I'm teaching on tonight. Now, if you want to talk about Facebook, I'm all over it. This is one of the projects that I had laid down a few years ago, and I'm just starting to pick it up right now. And so we're redoing some of our podcasts, and we're getting some things ready. I'm going to be doing a live thing on Friday, which is a giant step. Thank you, Cindy, for helping to push. And so we're going to do a live on Thursday, and we're going to talk to these mamas who are stress schooling. But anyway, so I've got about 1,000 on here, which is fairly decent, on my Facebook, but I really need to pay attention to my Instagram. Now, the Instagram, as you can see, I don't have many followers, but I also haven't done much. You know, 9 posts is not good. I need to do one a day, Monday through Friday, is what you normally do on all your social media. Now, I know you don't want to waste time on it. So there are ways to do this, like for an hour or two on Sunday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon, everybody's on social media, because what are they doing? They're catching up before their work week, even though we don't have a work week. Some people don't have a work week, but that's what they do. I get more information out on Sunday evening than I do any other time of the week. So when you're on here, you Instagram, I hated Instagram, which is part of the reason why it's not as vibrant as my other Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest. So I hated it because you could only upload from the phone and you couldn't schedule. So where I hate that Facebook bought them, they have integrated it. Now, some of the things, if I, as I redo my thing, I did put my picture on here, but the main thing is that this description is not very good. I was looking at other profiles, and if you want to know, you know, how to make yours better, go look at other profiles in the same genre as yours. I need to do bullet points on here and try to jazz it up a little bit and use a little younger language. But I'm not going to do all of that right now. So I'm going to see what this is. Oh, a message. Yeah, you get all these weird folks. Okay, so this is my profile. So it shows me how many followers I have and how many are following. I just clicked this, and everybody that's following me, I follow back. So that's the nice thing to do. This is the discover other people that you want to possibly follow. The other thing, of course, this is your home feed of everybody that you're following. So that's fairly simple. Okay, so back to Facebook. All right. I used to love it because I could put in a post, and then I decided, do I want to do it now? Do I want to do it later? But then they moved it. So they moved it to the Creator Studio. So with Creator Studio, you have Facebook and you have Instagram. So this is for the Facebook, and here's my content library. Everything, all my published posts. I don't even know if I have anything scheduled. Nope, don't have anything scheduled. So you can see what your posts are, and then they give you stats on it. They have moved insights over here, which is horrible because now it only really gives you insights into any videos you've done. I have not been able to find all the other stuff. So they're gradually moving things, and that's the fun about the internet. We're always surfing. We're going to shift our weight. We're going to move this way. We're going to move that way. So that's what you're going to do. So I don't even use, very rarely, unless I have a really cool thing I found on my phone, do I do anything on Instagram through the phone or the iPad. I use this. So when we go over here, we'll go to Creator Studio, and here's all my Instagram things. Now, when you create a post, you have a choice of just an Instagram feed or an IGTV. I have not played with that yet. I'm just now getting into the video part. So with the Instagram feed, it pops up, and I've really, they're doing this to the new Facebook too. It used to be verbal, your words, and then the picture. But now Facebook is going to do picture and words, just like Instagram is doing. So you write your caption. Now, okay, so you write your caption of what you're going to talk about. How are you doing with the COVID? With the crisis schooling. All right, question mark. Then you get your picture. See, and I'll upload something. I have a whole file of COVID stuff. We'll do this one, which is a funny. No, let's not do that one. That's not good for homeschoolers.
That kind of corona and quarantine is absolutely hilarious. Coming December 2020.
I know. It's just like, okay.
My humor is like
keep
that.
Calm and hand me a, yeah. So we'll do keep calm and hand me a wipe. Now, one of the things about this is you've got to check. See, You've got to adjust it because it's square. Okay, there's you can look it up on the internet. There's various ways your pictures need to be for Facebook, for Instagram, for YouTube, you know, all of that. So I have to adjust this because I'm just not going to get it all in, because this won't make any sense. So we're going to go down here and adjust it. And this is a definite something that you need to adjust each time. Hang on, let me get this out of my way, and then we'll save. Now, the thing is that with Instagram, you have to do a lot of hashtags because they are hashtag crazy, just like Twitter. However, Facebook is still not hashtag friendly. So that's one of the reasons we're down here. You can post it on Facebook and also schedule it. And then you can do them both at one time. If you put a lot of hashtags up here, like I'll do crisis schooling. See, they'll tell you crisis schooling. That they will, you know, so you can decide on, let's do homeschooling. Homeschooling. And homeschooling mom, I homeschooling, those are all good things for homeschooling. So you do all of that, and then you can publish now or schedule. I'm going to schedule this for tomorrow morning.
Just for fun, on that note, I saw a misspelling in your words up there. Just going to tell
thank you. I tend to do that. I hate my keyboard right now. Are you? Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
And apparently they don't highlight it like some of them do. Okay, so then when you have that scheduled, you just do this. You schedule it and then click it. And then it'll go in your pending stuff. With Instagram, Instagram is the second most logged in social media site after Facebook. So that's why Facebook bought them. Most of the moms under 40 are on here. 83% of Instagram users discover new products and services on Instagram. You can reach hundreds of people using the right hashtag with just one post. You can post on Instagram. It will carry over to your Facebook business page, as I mentioned, when you click that little thing on the bottom. You can change your personal Instagram into a business account. So I set up all of mine as business accounts. Because I'm doing this for clients, I'm doing this for whatever, and once I do it with a business account, I connect it to their fan page, and then we're ready to go. And so I'll sit here for 2 or 3 hours and get each client done for the week or for the month, depending. You can post on Instagram. Okay, you can. Consumers can shop without leaving Instagram. Just search, add to cart, and check out. So that's with WooCommerce, your website. You can now connect them with Facebook. You can connect them with Instagram. Facebook has a way for you to put your whole store on there. So there are lots of integrations now that weren't there a few years ago. So that's how you add to your schedule. There's insights. So this kind of tells you about people that are going to, how do you add people to your Instagram? Well, one of the things I do, and I haven't done it on this one yet until I get the website and the podcast in order. I'm just kind of playing with this one right now. But one of the things that I did was I joined, like for my net media, I have doubled the Instagram on my net media in the last week. And the way I did it was I joined a bunch of business groups. And I have to say I'm on about 1,000 groups. This little button is your friend. When I first get on there, I chit chat, I make comments, I talk until they get to the idea that I am, you know, a friendly citizen, obeying the rules. Then I go notification off. Because if I was getting in feed from 1,000 groups, I would never see a friend's post. Okay. And so I don't want to see all the posts, so I turn it off after a while. This is one that I just joined. Now, the way that I doubled my thing on NetMedia was I've been joining a bunch of business groups on Facebook. The magic of any social media is groups, okay? With Pinterest, you get into tailwinds. Facebook got groups, and then they started really pushing it. Matter of fact, right now they're pushing real groups, i.e. that meet in real life, because they're trying to wipe out Meetup. Believe me, Facebook is going after everybody. I used to love it because I could post something on Facebook and it would go to Twitter. Well, that doesn't work now, so I have to spend time on both. But see this little box over here? If you're wanting to see if there's any VAs, ta-da, and it will show you all the posts about VAs, and you can go in there and comment. You do not have to spend all day long on this. So you go in and comment once a week, twice a week. Okay, now I was in my group, if it wasn't for this little box, groups would be entirely insane because you can't find anything. It's not even in date order. It's in popularity order. Okay, so I got into Instagram, and a bunch of people were giving Instagram classes because this is a very large group. And I don't join groups unless they're large, okay, because you're fishing. You want to be sure there's fish in the pond. Make sure there is one, that the group is your audience, and then that it has a lot of them so that, you know.
I'm not seeing there will the be groups. People that see. Am I missing it?
Well, it doesn't matter what group this is. There are several groups.
Yeah, I'm not There's seeing
There's hundreds and hundreds of groups.
Okay.
Right. So just, yeah, that's what I'm saying is you can go to any group. So anyway, So I did this, and some of them will do, all kinds of stuff. But anyway, they had one where you could put in your Instagram. Here we go. I'm looking for three. Okay. Two.
Yeah.
Anyway, there were a couple of these that had, you know, here's my Instagram. So I added my Instagram. I went and liked all of their Instagrams, went back in, put a reply. I've liked you. They have come through mine and they've liked it. And that's how I doubled it this week.
Yeah, I'm not seeing what you're talking about.
Through that.
I'm not seeing what you're talking about. It's kind of just showing the same picture.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
All right, here's one. Let me go to that one. So she wanted to add it, and then her comments on here. So everybody did. Here's my Instagram.
It's not changing.
Here's my Instagram. Here's my Instagram. Okay. So when you catch one of these, it doesn't matter if it's been there for several days, because guess what happens when you post? Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a notification that that you added a comment to this post. So what you do is when you, after you like it, I tend to like, but you can also reply like this person did. She's saying thank you to everybody, but other people will say, hey, I just liked you, great Instagram, so-and-so. And one of the things I do is I have this little program, Post-it Notes, and I will put my verbiage on there so I can cut and paste. And I have several sayings that are all ready to go. I don't have time to do all the other stuff. So, join groups, be a good citizen. After about a month, go ahead and turn it off and start working on one or two others. So basically monthly, you check your followers and account statics, you plan content themes for the month. So that would go with your editorial calendar. Everyone should have an editorial calendar. And then you just put it out there on all your different social medias. And you set your goals weekly. Create your core piece of content. Get your pictures together, your words together, and to try to make your own graphics. And I'm not really good at graphics, so what I do is I have this thing called free pictures, and I found places where I can do pictures and that are free to use. I've got a few thousand of them in here. And the reason I pulled them down instead of just using the service is, again, surfing on the internet. I had two or three really good sources, and all of a sudden they went to, you know, $8 a picture, which adds up. So for homeschool, let's do this. For homeschool, I have 57 pictures of families, and they come out really large, which is not good for your blog. Your blog should be under 100K for any picture that you do. So I pop this up and it automatically goes to Paint, which is a very simple program for me. And I can add words to it. I can resize it. I can crop it if I just want the dad and the kids or the mom and the kids. You know, so just some very basic things like resize, write words, and then I'll save it to the folder of whatever blog or project it's on. So I have my raw stuff here that I've pulled down and collected. And then I love folders. I love folders online. But I can take any of these pictures, you know, National Pancake Day, let's go, you know, just I'll write National Pancake Day over here or something. Then I'll save it. It's already small enough. Some of them are huge, but this one's already small enough. And then I save it to wherever I'm going to be pulling it from so that my raw picture stays raw and I can use it again next year to do something else with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm not seeing.
Okay. So when I'm looking at the screen,
it's just showing like, it's been a while stuck on the same Instagram thing. I don't know if you're on a different screen.
Is it? It's still showing.
I'll show you what it's showing. Can you see
what it? What is it?
Can you see what it?
What I don't know. Anyway, I'm showing you my folders. Anyway, okay. I'm sorry. But yeah, I've got a few thousand pictures in here because I've collected, and these are all license free, so I can use them for whatever I need them for. That's what I'm saying. And you'll need to do that so that you know where you got, you know, so you know where you got your pictures and that you do have that license to use them, because I collect them, then I pick them and so forth. Okay, so. So you grab people from the Facebook groups to get to your Instagram, you add your Instagram. How else do you increase your Instagram? You go into here, like this is homeschool. So you do homeschool.
Okay, now we can see it.
There's 3 million posts. Okay, there's 3 million posts on homeschool. Wow. So you go through here. Yeah. So you go through here. So daily, you need to add two or three new followers, connect new followers and fans. So there's who should you be engaging with? Who should you spend your time talking with? You should talk to your current followers because you want to keep them happy and engaged and let them know they're important. You need to go with people following the hashtag you're using, which is all of these homeschoolers for this one. And the people who are your ideal client, which are for this project, is homeschool moms. I'm trying to keep it simple for this one. So you can go here and comment just like you do on Facebook pages. So see if I can move this over. All right, can you all see that? So you heart, you do a like, you leave a comment, or you can share it. This is for sharing. And then, of course, you can bookmark it and it'll be bookmarked. And there we go. So you can start here, start with the little tag. This is new. Here we go. This is a great picture, don't you like? You may be home, but this is not homeschooling. We usually have a lot of fun while everyone is at work and school. So we had, I went and talked with the homeschool bloggers when I saw all this crisis schooling being called homeschooling, and they all decided, you know, we talked and they started writing a lot of blogs about the fact that this is not homeschooling. But anyway, so you can go through here and I like to see what they're using. Mama and her babies, and she's writing stuff. Okay, see how many hashtags they're using? They're using a lot of hashtags on Instagram. So if you want to be found, that's one of the things you need to do is use the hashtags. Mm. They don't find you otherwise, okay? She's got homeschool, interior ideas, plants, sustainable living, learning through play, everything that could be about this picture is in here. Stay home safe, quarantine and chill. And you can find these by when you start to hashtag and start putting things, it'll give you samples of some of the things people are already using as hashtags. So this one, look at that. So now what some people do, if you have your basic, like I would do homeschooling, iHomeschooling, because that is a whole genre. That's like TOS. iHomeschooling online is a big hashtag. Anyway, so then you can do the picture. You could go gray for this, you know. But stair runners, stairs, story of my house. I mean, she's got everything. But if you have your basic five, you know, you might put your basic five of what you're doing, like VA, social media, whatever, and have those already ready on like my little notepad so I can just cut and paste them as I do this on Sunday afternoon for 2 hours. So I have my pictures ready, I have my verbiage ready, and then I have my hashtags ready, and then you just put the ingredients together and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and keep doing this until you have a week or 2 weeks or a month worth. And that's the fun thing about if you have a podcast or a blog, is you know this blog's going to come out, you get these pictures, you use this verbiage, and you just keep cutting and pasting on your Instagram, on your Facebook fan page, on your Twitter, and whatever else you're doing. So, see, here's, again, I mean, we're talking about 10 hashtags at least on most of these.
Yeah.
See there? Homeschool life, because homeschooling. I mean, it is very big. And that's the reason why I do one set for Facebook and then one set for the Instagram because of the hashtags. You do all those hashtags on Facebook, they're going to ding you. So they just do. And they're dinging anybody now that's talking about anything medical and all kinds of stuff. So those are my ideas and just some things that I, you know, wanted to let you know about. I'm sorry I don't know more about the live, the Instagram TV. Again, it's got lots of stuff. You just click through it and find it, and then you figure it out on your phone. Unless you're doing it, you know, on a laptop or something. I don't have a camera on this one. But those are just some ideas on how to organize your social media. And you really want to go in on your... one of the things that has helped grow my Facebook page is... and you can do your Instagram messages here, too. So you can, over here on the right, you can check your messages and your Facebook and all at the same time. Now, page. Go back to my page. Okay, notifications. One of the things that has helped me double some of my pages on Facebook is notifications because, there's another thing that I found out through trial and error. They're letting pages join groups. However, you can't turn off the notifications. Remember that little fancy button I told you on groups? Uh-huh. So if you do it with your page, you can't go in there and turn off notifications. So I'm getting notifications of the ones that I joined with this page by mistake. So that's one of those things where, you know, don't do that. Just go ahead. If you have something on your fan page, go ahead and share that to the group so they'll see the fan page. But what they do sometimes, and I haven't had a lot here, is they'll say, so-and-so and so-and-so has liked your page or reacted. Help them see your page. And you click it, and they give you a whole list of everybody that's liked that post. And the ones that aren't fans yet, it has an invite button. So you invite, and people join. They do. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing that daily with one of my celebrity guys, because he's constantly getting new people. So, you know, that's another little secret that's really great for all of that. But anyway, so, and then I can't get to it, but I hit the, once I've done this, I do clear all as red so that I don't go over them over and over and over. But anyway.
Okay, I'm going to be a guinea pig. I want you to go to Cindy Rushton.
The page. Cindy Rushton on what?
Let's do the Facebook first. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be your guinea pig. I want an evaluation. I think we always learn from each other. So, Cindy Rushton.
Okay. Okay.
That's my profile. But yeah, there's a.
Yeah,
just page. Do it without the Gunner.
I can't find your page.
Take out Gunner.
Oh, okay. Cindy Rushton. Oh, where they got that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
There I is.
There we go. There's your page. And there's your page. And there's your show.
Uh-huh.
There you are.
Okay.
So I love this.
A good evaluation, you know, what you're thinking I should work on and what's good, bad, ugly. Go.
Well, I like this, but it doesn't tell me who and what you're doing. So if I don't know who and what you're doing first, I don't know. But I love this because I know what you're doing. But if I didn't know. So you've got this. You need to do schedule posts. This should have gone out like about 5:00.
Yep.
So you need to schedule more.
Okay.
Let's see. You've got name, home, about, can go further down. I would put posts up further so people can see it.
Okay.
And events. Okay, and you need to make an event. Every one of these Zoom things is an event. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're doing something, it's an event. Put it on there. What happens when you make it an event? Okay, so you have the ultimate challenge. Okay, but what happens when you do make it an event is anybody, like usually they do it locally. I don't know what's been going on with everyone, you know, doing it on Zoom. But what would happen is like when Texas Home Educators does an event, we put it in there, we put the location, and then anybody in that location that's looking for a kid-friendly event will see the event, and they will come. So Facebook was really helping people promote their events in that format. So that was really good. But even these Zoom things, I'm glad you've got this up here, so that people will know, you know, that you've got events going. So anytime you meet with people, anytime you do whatever, put it on there.
Okay.
But it needs to go up there. It should be posts and then events and then probably your videos and notes.
Okay.
And then groups. Now, have you started a group? You've got a group. There you go. You did a great job there.
Pardon? Peek it in and give any feedback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, having a group is great. Yeah. No, having a group is great. Again, sometimes, of course, I'm not a manager. But if they show you to join groups over here, join them as yourself. Because okay. This is just crazy. Otherwise, because you can't stop these and they'll come up in your newsfeed and you can't get rid of it. So you look like you're posting enough. You know, you're doing that's the other thing on Facebook. 4 to 6. If you do over 6 posts a day, they will ding you.
Okay.
And I have a couple of news kind of pages, and on a really busy news day, and I'm posting and posting, and it just goes, you know, and they will ding you. After I did 20 in one day, yeah, they really hit me hard. I didn't know I was doing 20. It was just one of those, you know, one of those crazy days we've been having. But if you can make these, I try to keep these shorter so I can use color. You know, they give you the color option on the computer, not so much on the app.
Okay.
Use color because people, they need to see color. They don't know what to do with words anymore. Your video, okay, if you're doing videos on Facebook, they should be like less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
I know these are your Zoom things and all of that for right now, but take them, when you take them down, that'll help your video stats. So,
okay.
You know, that's part of it. The other thing I do is I don't do everything about me. All of the, you know, you need to do, it's your hand. You have four information items, and then your thumb is your cell. So you
okay.
do four and one. Because if it's all about you all the time, you know, they come to you for, and grandkids should never be on the Facebook, on the fan page. The reason is this is public. And I was helping a judge who used to take care of child trafficking investigations. And I cringe when people say, oh, this is my grandbaby. He was born here, done here, this much, and these are his parents, and here's all of his names. That child will turn into 20 illegals in a month. And because they use the social media like this. And the grandma challenge where everyone was posting them, or you put them on your profile page or on your cover page, that's an automatic public picture.
Mm-hmm.
But these should never be on fan pages. The fan page is about your business. And your public, your personal page should be should not be public for the same reason, because you're going to be all excited about something that's happening in the family and post it. And it doesn't need to be public. Now, the other thing, of course, is all your admins, as it turns out, can go here, invite friends, and start inviting your friends. Now, another quick way, well, I'm not an admin, so I guess even your friends, your people who like it, do it. Also, like when I'm doing it, since I belong to so many groups, if I have a client that is in this genre, I will go to certain ones and pull out my friends. Let me do this one. Okay, so I'll select all. And what it does is it doesn't duplicate the invites, which is really nice.
Ah.
So if they're in another group, it'll say, oh, no, I already know what these people are. And it was real funny because I've got 4,000 friends, so I invited all of them to one of my pages. I just got tired. I said, I just want to see what happens. Facebook got mad because I invited too many people.
Well, mine is so, like the most under-invited page. I've just not worked it. I haven't really had a plan for what I wanted to put on there. And I'm at my limit personally, so that's why I started putting just – some of the things there and saying, okay, you guys, I'm about to move over here.
Well, you post on your wall a few times that you are moving everything, that they need to go over there. Now, the other thing about your friends is you need to clean it every so often. And this is the kind of stuff, the pictures and this is the kind of stuff that I do when I'm listening to a podcast or whatever, because it doesn't take all of my brain.
Yeah.
And normally, this is my daughter, but normally if it has no picture, and see how this flips up, so I know that she's still active, but if it's black and it doesn't click up, that means it's a dead account. And with 4,000, I just cleaned it up the other day when I was listening to a podcast. And I had about 15 dead accounts. So with yours, you can do that and clean it out and then tell people to move over to your fan page. And like I said, with the fan page, um, Okay, here's my fan page for my business. Okay, and I put advice on there to help people. I put little things, you know, little encouraging signs. As you can see, these are my three most looked at pictures. So I always put my photos as the most popular content, not the most recent. So that, and I have four groups connected with this, or three groups with it. So for brick and mortar, so I'm giving them advice as much as I can. This was hilarious, what they did with the queen, and I forgot to do colors. And of course, I got really ticked at people doing, I wish more people did these. It's fun to learn odd little things. Stop sending your potential passwords or memorable data to people who collect this for social engineering. Not only that, but the trolls get this stuff, so I don't do these things. So I try to give advice on here about, you know what.
It's not showing again where you're at.
Pardon?
It's not showing where you're at right now.
It's not showing this?
You're still over with me.
Okay. Pardon?
You're still over on my page right there. So it's not showing.
Okay. So it's only showing this. Okay. It's showing yours? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Okay. Awesome. Not a problem.
Now we can
not
see
it. Not a problem. Yeah, I have three different browser windows open. It didn't like that, apparently. All right. So, logo, little pic. This is just a stock picture. More professional than me and my Disney hat. Anyway, so I told my people about you. I tell people about positive stuff. So what it'll do is it'll do two posts. And my about services, reviews, all of that stuff. I'm gonna have to get rid of fundraiser. Why didn't they add that? Anyway, so what I was showing with my pictures are my most popular content. So that helps me to know what's really good. And as you can see, my favorite pictures are the ones where it's all about being positive. Let's go with it. I've got three groups going with it. And I didn't even take my own advice. I should have made this into color. But I did it on my phone, so this was hilarious. Never wear green. The queen wore green, and there's 35 pictures where they were able to Photoshop it because it was green. It's like a green screen. Uh-huh. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
But anyway, here's my little thing that I did. You know, first job, current job, dream job, food, all that kind of stuff that they keep putting out there. And then I, you know, put somebody else's information on here. And I did a little funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, and this was professional funny versus kid funny or being at home funny. This was had to do with work. So, yeah, so that, you know, just some of that. Protect your stash. I thought this was great. An awesome example of adjusting your marketing to the situation. So this came out right after all this mess, and it was a local roofing company.
How
cute. Check your stash, better get your roof checked. Isn't that cute? They did that on their own. I told them that was a great example. So anyway, so and then Zoom got rid of some stuff and fixed their security. And again, here's another little funny with the dog at home. So you stay, you know, this has been different. Now, the other thing that's good is to go ahead, get in there, do all your holidays. Do that in January. Just put out your holiday ones. Now, do I have a folder for holiday ones? You betcha. Wow. I've got a few thousand holiday pictures all ready to roll, so I can post them. You know, and get them going. And again, when I'm sitting here listening to a podcast, I will go do my little search. And I'll go, let's say Christmas. Let's do Christmas. That's the biggest one. And photos. Ta-da. Those are all the ones from my friends and all the ones. And so I'll collect some that look, you know, like I won't do the family one, but, you know, this one. And here's their little, they have their watermark, so they did it. So I'll just use it, and I've given them credit by having it right here. So I'll, you know, right click. This one won't let me do it. Okay. But anyway, yeah, I'll just go through like this and just do Christmas pictures forever and ever. Miracles happen. Merry Christmas from Texas. I have a whole folder of Texas. Actually, I have three folders. So, you know, I've learned to organize it so that when I'm doing this, I'm ready to roll and I can get this and go with it. So, but yeah, you just get your photos and go from there.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to invent everything.
Right. Well, okay. Hop over from here to Instagram and take a peek at my Instagram and tell me what you think. I totally have no plan for Instagram. So I'm a good, I am a great dummy to use for the, taking, okay. I'm great on the hot seat because not real good. Right. I've just had no plan for it. And you guys, right. I believe firmly that whenever we do something like this, that everybody can come along for the ride. And this has pretty much just been my personal. So there you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is your personal. So do you have a business one?
Well, I am. This is probably needing to move into business/personal. You know, I'm always going
to
show
me. You need to erase all the family.
I need to do what?
I would start it. I would erase all the family.
Okay.
If you're going to turn this into your professional and turn it into a business, you need to see what you're tagged in. Here we go. Friends are tagging you. That's a good thing. I would get rid of this one. Anyway, so you would need a good description here. You've got your website, which is great. You've got great followers. So you're already there, but a lot of these are probably your clients, your business people already, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're wanting to get new business. Okay. Yeah, you need to get a new description in here and then make this all about authors or whatever you're doing. What are you going to use this for your authors? Or for your business consulting?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's okay. Really.
Or you, how many emails? How many emails do you own?
Oh, I have several, but I only mainly use one. So.
Okay. Well, what I do is like Texas Home Educators. I have Greater Houston Educators. And I have that forwarded to that email that I have its own folder because it's not as active. But I can use that email to go in and add another Instagram. So even though if you want to keep it in one account or whatever,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and get another one and do another one. Go ahead and leave this one for, again, for your personal. That's fine. But,
well, some of that's personal, but some of it's really not because some of it's like acting like if you scroll down a little, like
right.
to the right there, that's us on a set. Some probably half and half are set.
Right. And here's, yeah, this is cool on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's,
yeah, that's always fun. Yeah. And that's great. Yeah. No, that's great. But you need to decide what's author, what's consultant.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the consulting needs to be a little more professional. You can do a lot of pictures with celebrities if that's who you're aiming at. If you're aiming at business people, they're a little bit different. Look at people. Let's do this. Consultant. Clinic. Consults life. Consulting German. What's another word for consultant?
Coach. Coaching.
Oh, yeah.
Coaching.
Yeah, coach. Coach. Oh, that took me here. All right. Coach.
Well, dear me, we don't do that work.
Yeah, I know. No, we're not doing that. Oh, it's not doing that. Come on. We're looking for coach.
Maybe business coaching. Oh, there you go, coach.
Yeah. Business coach. All right. There's 2 million posts on that.
Yep.
We go here. Oh. This okay. is just one. Oh, yeah. So then you can go, you know, oh, that's the other thing is you can put in what your audience is, some pictures, and then you can go through here, find some people you like. Let's see. Let's not do that. Let's see. All right. And then you can look at their profiles. And again, here we go with all at least 5 to 6 things.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Website design, online footprint, digital, ring biz, media companies, business coach, media. Yeah. So all of those, and then you'll find people, and then you can. Brad, sorry about that. I need a new mouse. This mouse has been double clicking with. Not supposed to. Then you can decide to follow them. What I do before I decide to follow them is I look at all of their videos. So he's not busy, and he doesn't have. I wouldn't follow him because he's only done, you know, 6 posts.
You're right.
You know,
not far beyond that.
But. And so, yeah, you want busy people so that when you're commenting on their posts, all of their friends see what you've commented.
Okay.
Cool. So. Those are just some, you know, it takes a while to evaluate. And 7 mistakes cost me millions. And all of these, you know, so these are all the different people that have that hashtag of business coach.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So, you know, you just look around. And again, this is what I do when I'm listening to podcasts because I can read and listen at the same time.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, when I had my laptop in front of my TV, I would do this kind of stuff in front of my TV.
That's
yeah, I used to read a book and watch TV at the same time, and now I do cleanup work or, you know, this kind of stuff while I'm watching TV. So, anyway. Yeah.
Well, this helps a lot. Okay, what are your thoughts on LinkedIn? You could check me out on LinkedIn, too, if that's something. But I know we didn't talk about that tonight. I think these are those little things. If we can spend a little time, like I'll be going in and spending some time updating some of this. Mm-hmm. I appreciate this so much. It's great.
No, not a problem. Okay, well, you're looking good. Recommendations, only 2. You need to get 10.
Okay. Help people. Help everybody.
Anyway, yeah, you need to always ask your clients for a recommendation when they're after they go, oh, you're so excited. It's great. That's when you ask them, not when they're out the door.
Okay. That's good.
All right. So you've written all these books. This is great for writer, speaker, business coach. So business coaches last. You've got over 500 contacts. That's great. You just need some more recommendations, and you need to build out your coaching profile.
Okay.
You know, with experience, you've got all of this together. Writer, speaker, coach. They need to be 3 separate things so people can see what you're doing.
Okay. I see what you're saying. That's good.
Yep. Otherwise, it's pretty good. This is not a professional picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're going to put, you know, do your if you're going to stretch your coaching, that needs to be a little better picture. And you need a cover picture. Do you have a logo?
I haven't. I've been working on that. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, a logo or just a really good picture of you with a client, or like not the red carpet thing, but, yeah, you know, something with you and someone of renown.
Okay.
Okay, because it's kind of hard to tell. Or you with your book, your newest book cover should be up there. As you get new book covers, you know, as you do new books, put them up there. You know, show me you're an author. Show me your book.
Okay.
That's about it. Otherwise, it looks really good.
Okay, anybody else want to hop in and ask any questions? It's your time, my ladies.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, this is Beatrice. The question I have on Instagram, when we weren't able to see the screen didn't change, you mentioned something about groups. Could you please just review that briefly?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wish y'all would have told me that before. Okay, so what I was saying, and this is one I'm going to be leaving. Nope, that's not the one I left. I just left this group today. Some groups are on there and they're really great. Some of them are not. Okay, so this is a female group. I make sure that it has a lot of people over here. See, they've got a lot of people. Then you go into this magic little box right here and you put in whatever you're looking for. And that's the wrong key. Okay. So the other magic box is notation. When you first join, you want to know all about what they're talking about. So you can comment and post if you want to do something. And then after about a month, I turn them off. And then when I, you know, after they realize, hey, I'm a regular person, I've posted. Because the last thing as a moderator, if I've got somebody that posts about something that is like an ad or very close to an ad, and be sure and read their rules, okay? Because some of these groups are doing it like, oh, that was something else I wanted to show you. This is not the one. But if you post an ad, they will bounce you. So one of the things as a moderator, if someone posts an ad, I go, well, who is this person? Did they just join and post an ad? Or have they been part of a conversation? And then they're posting something that is not theirs, but somebody else's, because they want to let you know about it. Okay, here we go. Cindy, this will be good for you to operate. I wish I could spell corp. Corporate Women Scaling Business. Okay. So this is a group that I just joined. As I said, I just joined four or five new ones. Okay. They've got units. And so I joined this group and she's got all of her training right here. Homework, watch the replay. Now, a lot of people have started using this as their membership. So you don't get on here unless you've paid on the website. Then they give you the link to this and you have to answer questions, and then they verify that you're a member with their membership on their website, and then they let you in. And so then there's the training that you can put on here, and it's automatic. It tells the person when you have finished it. So if you want to give them a certificate, then or something, then you can they know when you finished all of the training. So units was really cool, and I've been wanting to get that set up with my homeschoolers so that, you know, they can do a homeschool 101. What I'm going to do with the homeschooler next door is I'm going to do a homeschool 101 and set it up on the group that they pay for and then go on the group. So this has been a whole new membership program, plus they get with the coaching. They get to ask questions on the group and, you know, find out what's going on and so forth. So there's community and there's training, and it's all on private groups.
Hmm.
So you can even make it a secret group. If you make it a secret group, then they only get in there, you know, after they've paid and they get the link, so forth. Private group, anybody on Facebook can find it. Okay. Did that answer the question, Beatrice, or was there another one about groups?
Yes, you answered it. Thank you. And then you mentioned something about the hashtags. I've read this too about Facebook, where they don't like a whole lot of hashtags. Is there a way? Right. I'm trying to search for like what are popular hashtags. Is there someplace you can go to? I read a lot of different articles, but that doesn't seem to help my post to rank higher. Is there a way you can search for popular Facebook hashtags?
Okay, on Facebook, where are you putting your posts? On your personal page or on your fan page?
On my business page.
All right, so what is your hashtag? Or what are you looking for?
I'm looking for hashtags to grow the page, like for people who are interested in being inspired, people who are in transition.
All right. Well, see, that is one thing that Facebook did well, is they have really good search engines. Okay, so when I put this in the little Facebook thing, traditional transitions group. Okay, sorry. Transitions. So these are all things for transitions. Why is it not doing that? Okay. Transitions to what? Life transitions?
Yes.
Yes.
Here's all the different, okay. Let's see go to thesaurus and life transition workshop, life transitions burial, life transitions coaching. Is that what you're wanting? Life transition.
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes. Okay. More so the life transition. Yes.
All right. So here's you can do groups, which are places you can join. These are life transitions, videos, posts, groups, pages are all here. So then you decide, are you wanting to look at other pages that are similar to yours? Then go there. If you want to go to groups where they're discussing this, then there you go. These are all the groups. And then you decide, you know, if you want to join any of these or, you know, go to use some of your other words. It really is. So with Facebook, you don't really need the hashtag because their search engine is so good. So here's all the posts of people talking about using the word transition and life transition and transition coaching. So first it'll show you your friends. So Cindy's one of my friends that does stuff. And then later, and I can see all my friends' posts, or then I can go down and see all public posts for life transition coaching. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, that's why Facebook is not hashtag crazy and Instagram is heavy on the hashtag. You know how to find it on Twitter, right? Do any of you ladies use Twitter?
I have most of my Twitter is forwarding from other things. Do you have suggestions for all of us?
Well, I use it to, if you want the media to find you, you need to be on Twitter.
Okay, that's good.
It is the instant messaging for media, so that's what you want to do. I'm up at 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm on Twitter looking for homeschool articles that I am then going to share with all my mamas. And if I find a political one, I'll put that on my news thing and I'll schedule it. Love scheduling and so forth. I retweet a lot of information for my homeschool mamas. So I'm still trying to build it for my net media I erased my net media I had for 15 years because I was going to change careers. Didn't work, so now I'm having to rebuild. So, you know, it's just a matter of spending that time. So what time are you going to spend? Well, there's Sunday afternoon is a scheduled time to work on it. It's also a time to touch base and see everybody. Then if you're, I do my gleaning when I'm watching TV or listening to a podcast so that it's not taking away from your time that you would use. You don't have to put extra time into it. And then after that, it's just a matter of getting it done each time. Oh, another little thing, which is great. See this little thing over here called groups? Oh, never mind. On your iPad, if you touch groups, it gives you the feed of just groups, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. This is junk. They've really messed up groups because you can't see all your groups, and it's almost impossible to find. I wound up copying and pasting them all to a spreadsheet, and then I can go, okay, homeschool, and then I need a certain town because I usually have the town name in them, and then I can find it, and then I'll post about an event there. It's just, you know, because so, and if I have like a business one, then I go to all the business groups and I use that to find them. They just made this into a big mess because they wanted you to join all these groups. So they did this. It used to be where you could at least see your list. But if you do this on the app, if you hit groups on the app, then it gives you just your groups feed, which is fabulous. And then, of course, saved and pages. So there's lots of things to, lots of little tricks that I use to keep up with whatever is going on. And again, I'm running stuff in about 7 different streams. So I'm constantly, you know, looking at different things. So that's why I'm on over 1,000 groups, and I'm managing about 40 pages and have liked about 800. Any other questions? It's all yours, Cindy.
It's so good. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else want to jump in with anything? Because we are talking social media tonight. Jube, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'll take advantage. I'll ask you another question about Twitter. What's the best way to find hashtags for Twitter?
On Twitter, you would look at the tweets. Let me go to Twitter. Let me show you. Okay, let me move this. Trends for you. Okay, show more. So you'll find out stuff that is, okay, here's all the trends of what's going on. I don't have my trends set to my location. You can do that if you have a brick and mortar, which is really good. But these are the top trends that are going there. Again, look at search Twitter. Hashtag life transitions, no results. Life coach. I don't, transitions is a tough, is a hard one. Okay, so here's latest people, photos, videos. So this is the latest stuff using life coach. Okay. And then just see what other people are doing. Like, let me see if I can, So here he goes, trans coach, podcast, pivoting, investment coaching. You just, you know, I this is really hard because it's intuitive for me. And whenever I'm looking through my feed at my other people that I'm following and or just the general what's going on. I can pick what goes. Also, another thing about it is hashtags are like SEOs. So you kind of put in the hashtag of something that you've written, you know, pick out your keywords, and it can be a verb or a noun, pick out your keywords and add them as a hashtag. And once you do that, so like this one's got wine for homes, you know, let's see, justify your response. Let me see if I can find something better. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of, here's Dee Dee. She's got Feeling Friday, road trip, you know, just whatever about the picture you've got or the, whatever you've talked about, you just kind of hashtag it, you know?
I wonder if under Explore you could go with transitions, which is something she's doing.
With Explore?
Up there in the left.
Is that your browser?
Well, right there, they explore under the home. I wonder if
For you, trending news, sports that they have picked, fun that they have picked, entertainment. And, you know, it's good to find people talking about the things that you're wanting to talk about and comment.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is time. So, let's see, I don't know what, if any of this would go with what you're doing. You know, put, you know, what do you do with transitions? Are you working with divorced ladies? Are you working with abused ladies? Are you working with people getting out of college, transitioning to new jobs? You know, what is your specialty? What exactly are you helping people with? Put those words in there and see what happens. Okay, red light special got picked somehow. And all of a sudden, and what people will do is they'll find the top things that are trending, and then they will write something using that trending word.
Okay.
So, you know, and then of course I use GIFs and pictures because Twitter used to be, you know, 140 characters. Now it's pictures everywhere. The internet is getting more stupid. Everybody has pictures. So that's why it's important to get baby face. Let's do that. That's why it's important to get a collection of pictures, and then of course get comfortable with GIFs, excuse me, I still call them GIFs. Anything else? I hope you edit this down, Cindy.
No, I think it's awesome.
Okay, so, all right, well, I will unshare my page. Where's the new share? How do I unshare it?
Let's see.
I'm going to pause the share. Okay. There we go. Stop share. I found it. Okay. There we go.
All right. We are back. Okay. Does anybody have any other questions, feedback, ideas? Thank you for letting me be on the hot seat. I have now got 55 billion things to do. But I'm being productive.
Now you know what I'm right. And this is, you know, when I found you again, this is kind of what I've been facing is I've got to do this for each of my clients plus my projects and my 501 and my 501c3. So it's like, oh my gosh, how do I organize this?
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing that I would say is our calendars. It does. I know it's a lot of work. First, it takes doing all this other stuff that lays the groundwork to get us ready to actually then get around to calendars and then scheduling. And for me, my biggest question that I've had is coming back around saying, what is going to be my plan in different places? You know, and I appreciate what you said even about Twitter, you know, because I do have media aspirations. I've done a lot of media in the past. So it's very helpful to kind of know, kind of have more of a media plan there. That's helpful. So, you know, it's like little things of just me going, okay, what am I going to use this for? Because is it where I want to be? Now, one thing I want to throw out, I have one of the things I found is repurpose. You can go to cindyrushton.com/repurpose. And one of the things I've got a plan in my calendar to begin doing live videos that are, you know, on topics. I've got topics lined up and planned. It's just a matter of me getting it in my day now. And one of the things that repurpose can do is it can take the ones that I want to repurpose over to LinkedIn. It can air them over there and post it for me, or it can post things I want over at Twitter on Twitter. I believe it can do up to 5. It's not very expensive for repurpose, but it's worth it. One of the other things it can do is actually put the live videos you do in Facebook into a Dropbox for you. So you could actually burn those into DVDs or have them as other products that you use. So those are some things I do have in my plans that I'm looking to do in the near future. But just having some different things that we do. Does anybody else have any plans of things you're doing when it comes to social media to make it work for you?
Okay. I think it's just really, you know, for me, I'm finding it's just learning how social media works because it's ever changing, evolving. And so, you know, with hashtags, just learning what are the key terms that you should use to so you can be found. And so I just think it's just really trying to really get in and engaging and really understanding how it works. That's how, at least for me, that's what I'm trying to
Facebook used to have better insights, but you can go into your insights and see when you know, when your people are on there. Basically, Monday, Thursday, Sunday evening or late afternoon, and Monday, Thursday are the big times for blogs and social media. I don't know why. 8 to 5 is when most of the business stuff is done. But for what you're doing with transitions and people in crisis, you might be better off in the evenings. So try some of those, look at your insights, see how many people see it. Twitter, I'm not as good at because I'm not scheduling it right now. I use Hootsuite for scheduling and it does do the Twitter. But I need to increase that somewhat. But yeah, for most of my business clients, it's 8 to 5 on their times, you know, wherever they're located. Is when you do all of the things. But for transition people, you may need to experiment. And that's why it's hard for me. I'm always looking at all these checklists and all these things that people come up with. And mine, I've been doing it so long, I just know, you know, because I've been looking and testing and checking and going through it.
That's good. But I think a lot of it, you're right, is going to be testing. And then about the time we figure it out, it'll change. That was my encouragement of the day. But no, seriously, I do think there has to be a commitment to keep learning and growing. And to stay on the cutting edge, it's going to require that we never, never stop learning and be ready to pivot and shift whenever things do change. They will change. And it's about, okay, staying really committed to keeping on learning. And, you know, again, I like what you said, and this is what I'm picking up that is one of my big takeaways tonight is, you know, having that time set aside, maybe some, just commit some time, whatever time that is during the week, that you can have a window that's mindless to just go do some different things, whether it's uploading and scheduling or whatever that is. I like that. And of course, I can see where that would definitely go alongside of some of the things I'm working on for my schedule and my calendar, because I feel like those are just as important as any of the other things that I'm writing or doing. One thing you told, and I just want to shout out to this, you were recommending that I have a featured image with the blog post that I'm having, just because those featured images can be things that people can share on Pinterest or they can share on Facebook and it picks that up. So do you know what size do those need to be, or do they adjust it whenever somebody goes over and posts it?
They are the pictures on your blog should be under 50K.
Okay.
A page should not have more than 100K pictures. And I usually make sure they're down to 600. Now, the pictures I was showing you, a lot of those will be 3,000 or 6,000 pixels wide. So I bring them down to 600 or 800, depending on where I'm putting them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I use them as featured in images. And then if you're using images within the blog, you know, you can use smaller pictures. But definitely keep your blog posts light, because most people are reading them on phones and it takes too long to load. But then, you know, it'll go over to whatever. Usually 600 is a good for smaller. or smaller, and okay. Then you know, so they'll go with that.
Okay. All right. Okie dokie. Well, this has been a blast, you guys. I am going to wrap it tonight. Just so you guys know, this week, one of the things we're going to do this week, are y'all ready for the challenge, the bonus challenge? This week is, get this, triad week, okay? What I would love for you guys to do is hop into the group, make some friends that you can get together. Here's how triads work. Triads are coaching between three people. The first, each of you will have 20 minutes, so it will be an hour-long triad. And you can do unlimited triads. I do recommend those, because here's the thing, whatever, like, you may want to work on different things, and so you may be chatted with different people who are strong in different things here in the group, or even in the group, like, there. I am promising you, in stepping up to your call, there are people that are going to say, yes, I want to be part of the triad, even if they're not part of this challenge. They know the benefit of being a part of triads. But here's how it works. You'll have your questions when you're on the hot seat. And say, for example, I'm on the hot seat for 20 minutes. One of the other partners will listen and be the coach. They'll listen to what my questions are and what my, like, maybe my biggest need, because really in 20 minutes, you only have time for really one big question. Like, say something I'm working on, like I'm wanting to work on my Facebook page, and I'm wanting some fresh ideas of what you guys see on my Facebook page and some recommendations for making it great. I'll ask the questions. Someone will be in there that will be a will coach with me and give me some of their ideas. After they've done their ideas, then it bounces over to the person who's listened. And what they will do, they will give me their feedback of what they have as ideas for me. But then they'll switch back to the person who coached and say, okay, here's some feedback for you and your coaching. Then you switch seats. And I would recommend doing a 20-minute timer, so that we, you know, things can move and it's fair for everyone. But the next person, whoever did the coaching, is going to then do the be on the hot seat asking their question, and then you guys decide who's going to be the one who's going to be their coach and who's going to listen, and it can kind of even rotate around. And then finally, the last 20 minutes is the person who started out, you know, that has started out listening. So anyhow, here's the deal. You can have unlimited triads, but the rule is have different people in your triad each time. If you need a third person in the triad, I'm happy to help you guys. We can work around, you know, my schedule, but here's the thing. I just want to encourage you guys to do this because it counts 10 points each time that you do a triad. And here is the best part about it. It's not even about the points as much as it is. I believe that this is going to be one of those ways you grow. When we did this back in January with the January Jumpstart 2020, the feedback overwhelmingly was this rocked my world because it was getting beyond even like sitting in here where you got like group coaching, and there was just something different about you get to have your topic. It's a little more private, so it's between three people, but it because of that, you can ask questions. There are some last time that I sat in that some were about their marriages, some were about their business, some were about a whole different myriad of different topics. So here with this particular challenge, there is a lot that you can kind of go there on. And it may be some things you're not as comfortable with in public that you may want to have, you know, the feedback of fellow like-minded people that are in our group. So I just want to encourage you to do that. If you need somebody to hop on, I'm happy to hop on and be a part of your triads so that you can build them out, but definitely stretch yourself into having some feedback. And you may want to, if you have more than one type of thing that you're needing some help on, it's a great way for you to kind of get something taken care of, then come back and do another. I'm doing this mid-time this time because that gives you 2 weeks to kind of get some of those in. So anyway, that's having some fun. Other fun, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have a homeschool session. If you know of people who are homeschooling and want to homeschool tomorrow's session, I would love to invite them to that. And so tell them to come and join. I'm going to talk tomorrow on scheduling, like what a homeschool day, like, you know, how to get things done. I'm going to give some peeks into how we did it, and I'm going to give some, we're going to talk some troubleshooting on the schedule. We talked a little bit about that last week, but I really felt like that it needed to be on the topic for this coming week. Wednesday afternoon, we have Lucia at 3 p.m. And tomorrow's 3 p.m. Wednesday's 3 p.m. Lucia will be talking on the topic of God is drawn to movement. You guys, hey. You're going to want to hear this one. I have heard it before, but it's a hot new topic for Lucia, so you won't want to miss it. And then, of course, Thursday night, we're talking ultimate productivity and business and ministry, and I'm going to hit it hard Thursday night as well. So anyway, if you miss Marketing on a Shoestring, I am right now working on getting all of our videos uploaded into our membership site. There's a bunch that are there. It's going to probably take me a few more days to get things where I want them to be, but I am plugging away. And so the new guide, I've heard that some of you were still working on the ones I gave you, so I am still working on the next one, and hey, we're doing this thing. So it will be posted on there also this week, so hopefully by tomorrow, I hope. This week is kind of finals week for me in school, and I have a huge thesis due this week, and it's on something like servant leadership. So that topic, you can imagine, is vast and amazing, and I'm still smiling is the good news. I think I'm going into this with a 98 in my class. So I'm pretty pleased, but I don't want to blow it. So, so you guys can pray for me this week. And of course, I'm excited what I'm seeing you guys do. I am so thrilled. You guys are taking massive action. You are so productive. And I know there's a bunch of you that are not in the room. You're just listening to replays. We miss you guys. Hop in the room at least once a week and join us for some of these sessions, because it's here for all of you. And so I love, Arula is my star student. I have to shout out for her right now. She has been crushing it, putting her videos out there. I'm glad she's followed the rules. But here's what I want you guys, maybe tonight, hop off here, hop over into the group, and just give your favorite takeaway from the night. Doesn't matter what that is, but that tip, just one little tip, might be something that might help somebody, and invite them to come and join us live. That helps me. If you do that, even like say you want to do that on your Facebook, great. Maybe let them know what you've been working on, your people that are on your Facebook, and invite them to come and join us. I would love to be able to welcome them into the community. So invite them to come and join us, because no matter where they're at, I think they can pick up something, whether they're in business, not in business, in ministry, not in ministry. This is set up to where everybody can reach for ultimate productivity. Well, you guys, I'm going to wrap tonight. I love you so much, and do keep us posted of what you're doing. All of the way, I mean, you know, each day post into the group and let us know. If you're saying, oh, Cindy, I just don't want to do a video, please don't let that hinder you from posting your daily updates, because you get points for that. So I want to encourage you to hop in there and share what you're getting done. We are here to cheer you on. If you've got a question, hop in there again and ask your questions and let us help you to be the most productive. Okay? Well, you guys have an amazing night.
Hey, Cindy.
I'm sorry.
Cindy. Yeah. Julie had her hand raised up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Julie. Oh, thank you. She says week one is still where she is. Good, Julie. That's a tough week. It's huge. It's a huge week. And she said, happy thinking on my thesis. Thank you very much. I like it. It's been, but see, we have to talk about our model, and you got to back it up with scholarly research. It's a fun little baby. So much fun. I've liked the class. It's just been, it's been interesting. As I can't even tell you how many videos and books and stuff we're reading, and it's good. It's really good. I love talking leadership. Okay, you guys. Well, have an amazing night.
Okay, it's almost done.
Yes, and I hope to see you guys tomorrow afternoon. Again, invite people. We want to really help those who are homeschooling, and tomorrow should be amazing. Okay. Well, you guys have a great, oh, how cute. Somebody's, that is adorable. Found the newsletters from 2012. Love it. That's awesome. Yep. I was alive and well in 2012, right? That's awesome. Well, you guys have a super duper night. I'm going to go in there and cuddle with grands and children and watch something totally mindless tonight. But I'll be working on something that has to do like with our action guide. I've got a little bit more editing and it'll be ready.
Have a good evening, Cindy.
You too. Mwah. Have a great night.